Ghost signs are old adverts that have been painted on the walls of Britain's shops, houses and civic buildings. Many of these date back to the late 19th century, but they're fading fast from the landscape, not only as they're worn away by the elements, but also as the buildings are knocked down or repainted. Now, as part of a new venture by the History of Advertising Trust, project coordinator Sam Roberts is attempting to get them all photographed and recorded as a valuable piece of the history of ordinary life. And he needs your help. Making History's Liz Pearson met up with Sam in Bath, a city where tight conservation means that many of these ghost signs still survive, helping us to learn more about our past consuming passions.
Carry on up this street. There's a couple of different signs vying for position. Nestles at the top with their slogan at the bottom, richest in cream. But you've also got Milk Maid. Their slogan, they've got the largest sale and you can't quite see much more beyond that. There was also some type of picture which looks like the top of a glass of milk. So there could have even been other signs which are now no longer decipherable on this location.
But at some point, this was perhaps a real advertising hotspot in Bath. So how would that work? How would they find places to put these adverts up?
You would have a local broker. He would walk around and spot bits of wall that would be good for advertising. And he would talk to the owners of the buildings and offer them a sum of money per month to lease that space for the purposes of advertising. Once he had amassed a collection of walls, maybe 50, 100 or more, he would then be able to offer them en masse to companies like Nestle. Could be a nice little money spinner, perhaps making up for the fact that you've got lots of people trundling past your house every day.
Do we know if there was any kind of anti-reaction to these things going up when they first started?
There were people lamenting the loss of the town crier. So you could pay to have a message shouted by the town crier. People saw the demise of that as, you know, oh, that's an end of a piece of history. And much in the same way as people now are lobbying to protect these old signs.
Amid all the changes which this changing age has produced, that of the walls superseding the town's bellman is perhaps the most melancholy. The loss of these functionaries has been a sad blow to corporation patronage in many of our good old towns. In looking back into the dreamy past with all its misty enjoyments, the sonorous sound of John Hotten's bell and his stentorian voice yet sounds in all its vibrating cadence upon our green memory.
When did these actually begin to appear on our buildings?
The ruins at Pompeii, there's a really good example of advertising for a brothel. And you can see depicted on the walls the jugs of wine that were available in the brothel and the sorts of activities that would be happening there. So you could say that's where it all started. But with these old hand-painted signs, certainly those for the bigger manufacturing brands would have been coming off the back end of the Industrial Revolution. So you're talking latter years of the 1800s. And then their real heyday, I guess, was the sort of 20s, 30s and 40s. The decline happened from the 50s and 60s onwards as different printing technologies took over.
Now, you've worked in advertising yourself. Yeah. And what do these signs tell us?
With these old hand-painted signs, it's the messages they convey are so simplistic, really. One of the theories behind this is that when these old signs were around, literacy was much lower than it is now. And so you couldn't have big, long pieces of communication in type. They represent, in some ways, a shift from when you used to go to your local butcher, baker, grocer. So whereas before you would trust your shopkeeper to give you the best, now you had to choose pre-packaged goods that might be coming from anywhere in the country. And so how could you tell that they were going to be a good quality? Well, the way you did that was through gravitating towards particular brands.
So we've seen within really sort of 10 minutes walk of this several, all of which I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Now, you're really hoping to boost the numbers, aren't you,
yeah,
with Making History listeners?
If your listeners can photograph the signs, we've got an active Flickr group where people can upload their signs. If you visit the Ghost Signs website, ghostsigns.co.uk, you'll find details of how to submit your work and hopefully have it for inclusion in the archive.
Sam Roberts with Making History's Liz Pearson. So, do you have any ghost signs in your local area? If so, Sam wants you to check his website to make sure he hasn't already clocked it. And if not, then take a photo of it and send it in. You can upload your photo to his Flickr page, that's a kind of online photo album, on his webpage, or email him directly. Or why not upload your photo to the Making History Facebook page too? The links and addresses for all of these are on our webpage, bbc.co.uk/radio4, and follow the links to Making History. Don't forget that you can also email us from there, or directly via making.history@bbc.co.uk about this or with any of your historical questions and queries.